In a matter of a year, the popularity of Nashville's Airbnbs and short-term rentals has changed the way people invest in property. The trend has moved beyond sharing rooms or a home. At least one apartment complex has fully converted into nothing but short-term units. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez takes us there.
In a few ways, the McMillan Court looks like a vintage motel. It's two stories tall, in the shape of a horseshoe, and all 16 units have their own doors to the outside. The kicker is the neon sign, blue and yellow, that even says no vacancy. But that's kind of a joke. Because these are short-term rentals, there's no front desk. Guests like Luke Graham, who I ran into this week, booked online.
I'm from London, England, and I'm here to do a video shoot in Nashville, and I'm staying here at the McMillan Court for four days.
He says it ticked all the boxes for location, cost, and simplicity. Instead of check-in, he was emailed the keypad codes for the front gate and for his room.
Yeah, but main thing, budget and ease of booking and everything else. It was dramatically cheaper than anywhere else.
Airbnbs tend to run cheaper than hotels, especially with Nashville's sky-high rates. But what's really unusual about McMillan Court is that it's one of maybe two buildings flipped into short-term rentals. That's an outcome that housing advocates feared, taking relatively affordable units off the market. Yet it's easy to see why a property owner might be interested. Nightly bookings of a unit can draw $4,000 in a month instead of, say, $1,200 in rent. That's feasible at McMillan, although it has been a fixer-upper.
Structurally, everything was fine, but it was showing, you know, it was showing the years of use.
That's Clay Llewellyn, the property manager. He says the roof was replaced along with flooring, cabinets, tile, the toilets, and all of the bathtubs. In a past life, this was the Phoenix Apartments, surrounded by razor wire. It burned once, was condemned for a while, and it was the site of two murders. It isn't nearly so ominous now, although a security guard still circles on a golf cart. Llewellyn says Midtown needs more rooms for tourists, but also places that are more home-like for business travelers or family members with loved ones being cared for at nearby hospitals.
They can, you know, come in and wash clothes, they can do whatever they've got to do. There's basically not anything in this apartment that you could probably, or I keep calling them apartments, in the vacation rentals that you could need that's not necessarily provided for you.
Visitors are flocking to this format. He shows off his desk calendar.
I hate to point this out, but I mean, these are all book dates. That's for this month.
Most days are marked, and further out, parts of McMillan Court are reserved through January. He says that's proof of the demand for short-term rentals and the business potential. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.